Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast will be an encouragement and a blessing to your heart, and that God will take this word and lift you up. Father, I pray for all of my listeners today. I pray that you encourage them and help them. And if there be one that's not saved, oh dear God, save their soul. Open up their understanding and make them to realize they need a Savior. That, Lord, when you come into a person's lives, that, Lord, you will forgive them of all their sin, and you will deliver them from that sin, and you will set them free from that sin, and you will bring it up against them no more, and you'll make them new creations in you and give them a new life and a new heart. We thank you for the plan of salvation and the gift of salvation, and I pray, Father, that these people receive that awesome, awesome gift that you have given to them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Today I want to talk about facing opposition. And I want to read out of 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. Chapter 19, verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey in the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested himself that he might die and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." And he lay and slept under a juniper tree. Behold, then an angel touched him and said, "Arise and eat." Now, in this portion of scripture, Elijah had just come out of a great, mighty revival. He had been on the mount where he had called the nation of Israel, who had been halted between two opinions, halfway serving God, halfway serving Baal, and they had given themselves over to Baal worship. And he said, "Listen, the God that answers by fire, that will we serve." Baal failed. And God showed up, and God showed up with fire. Amen. That was a mighty revival. Elijah prayed 61 words, and the fire fell from heaven. Wouldn't you like to be in a great revival like that, where a whole nation would turn back to God? Wouldn't you like to see a revival like that in our country? You know what? I believe we can see a revival like that in our country. It was one man. It wasn't an organization or a whole group. One man made a stand for God, prayed a prayer of faith, and God answered and showed up. I believe God will do that. If every one of you under the sound of my voice that believe God, if you'll show up and pray a prayer of faith, God will show up and we can have a revival in our land. And that is the only thing that's going to help our nation. It's not the Republicans. It's not the Democrats or whatever party you want to bring up. There's good and bad in all of them, let me tell you. The only thing that's going to turn our country around, that is if our country will turn back to God. They have taken God out of the schools. They've taken God out of the God out of everything. And when God comes out, you have no defense. You have no defense against the enemy, your finances. Everything will begin to go down when you turn your back on God. So we need a revival. But after this great revival, you would thought that Elijah was on a great high, and I'm sure he was, but there was a woman, Jezebel, who was the king's wife, she was queen of Israel, and she was a Baal worshiper, and when she'd heard what all had been done to her false prophets, she took it out on Elijah and sent him word that, "I'm going to kill you." So when he heard that, he struck off to running and lay down under a juniper tree and asked God to let him die. He couldn't take it no more. And you would think a man that had just come out such a mighty revival wouldn't hit such a low, but he did. But you know what? That happens to us all. All of us have been down that road before. But God had mercy on him. He sent him an angel, and he baked the cake. Has anybody ever told you, "I knew you were coming, so I baked you a cake"? Well, that's how it was with Elijah that day. God knew he was coming. God knew he was going to hit a low, and he sent him a cake. Not just one cake, but he sent him two cakes. When he ate that one cake, he laid back down and went to sleep. The angel baked him another cake, shook him, and told him, "Get up, Elijah. This journey's too great for you, but it's not too great for God. You eat what God has sent you, and then you get up." And the Bible says, off of that second cake, off of that meal that God sent him, he went on the strength of that for 40 days. Now, wouldn't you like to have a power meal like that? A meal so great that you could make a journey of 40 days on with just that one meal? Let me tell you, God's word is powerful. And when you feast upon the meal of God, God will bless you. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate you. God take care of you. And remember, keep on keeping on for Jesus.